You are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
Hey, y'all, and I'm your other host, Danielle Gibson. Today, we are joined by Dee Dee Query, and she is going to talk with us about Third Friday events here in Decatur. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank y'all for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're very excited to hear more about Third Fridays and just to hear about all your fun little endeavors once we get started. But first, we've got to do our fun little cheese straw segment. So Danielle, who is our guest today?
Yes. So Miss Dee Dee has volunteered to tell us about the cheese straw.
Well, a cheese straw is a Southern staple at any party, any baby shower, wedding, you know, those kind of things. My dad always made them, and so did my grandmother. And they always have like a sharp cheddar cheese, typically has a little bit of spice in it. Depends on how you like your cheese straws. And then they're either rolled out, or they may be, sometimes they're little squares. It just kind of depends on, I guess, how you want to decorate them. And, they're always at a shower or a tea or wedding reception. They're just deliciousness. Publix even has them. But yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. You're talking about the spice. And now after our conversation before we started recording, I'm wondering what that spice is.
It's a little, probably Tabasco sauce.
Not wrong.
Not alcohol.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's a little Tabasco sauce, and I think that there's some, there's cayenne pepper in it too.
Ooh, yum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like those the best with that kind of spicy flavor in it.
Me too. Isn't it Tennessee Valley Pecan that has the really good ones? Mm-hmm. Don't they make them?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yep. Mel's Sweet Treats too does.
Yeah, a lot of our local places make them from scratch.
Awesome. We love hearing all these descriptions, and you described it so well, Dee Dee. And now we get to learn more about you and Third Fridays. So, Danielle, why don't you kick us off with our first question for Dee Dee?
Sure. So, Dee Dee, do you kind of want to tell us a little bit about like the downtown merchants and really the history of why Third Friday started for the downtown area?
Sure. Third Friday started, this is actually its 14th year to be held, which was very shocking to me whenever I took over. I couldn't remember exactly how long it had been, but the whole initiative with Third Fridays was trying to get people back downtown. We've gone through a lot of changes in the last 14 years, downtown Decatur has, and they really were trying to work towards getting more people downtown, coming to shop, coming to the restaurants, and it's just grown exponentially since then. It blows my mind how much it's grown.
That's awesome.
So I know some of the other destinations do this as well. So have you kind of gotten any ideas from them? But now I will say Dee Dee is all about out of the box thinking. So you literally never know what she's going to come up with next. But I will not steal her thunder on what we did this past Third Friday. So I'll let you tell a little bit more about how you came up with this grand idea.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, the Third Friday is not anything that's, I guess, unique as far as there's a lot of other places that do street festivals and stuff like that, do a monthly street festival around us. Athens does one, Coleman, Gadsden actually was one of the very first ones that started and did a drive-in. And that was kind of their main way of getting people down there, was doing an antique car show down there. But we have looked at, you know, what everybody else does, and kind of, if it works, it works, and let's not shy away from what works and what was seeing positive results. But we also have to add in some things that, that are unique, like Danielle was mentioning.
I'm so curious to know what you did.
You want me to go ahead and talk about that too?
Yes, you can absolutely talk about that, because she called me and she said, this is a crazy idea, but I'm going to throw it out there. And I love it. Loved it. The whole thing was great. So yes, Didi, tell us about
the best ideas, you know, when they're like, I've got a crazy idea. Like, hold on to your seats.
Let's go.
So the our committee thought that my crazy idea for a mechanical bull was like, when I said that, they were like, oh my gosh, a mechanical bull, really? But that was not, they didn't even know what they were getting into, because once they said, okay, let's do that, I called them Danielle and I'm like, hey, so what do you think about having a mullet contest?
Oh, no. I saw that on your social. Oh no.
Yeah. It's so, you know, find your flow in MoCo. So I'm like, well, we have to team up together. And it was your show your flow, find your flow in MoCo mullet contest. and it was so amazing. Good. It was so much fun. You know, I keep telling people it's the out of the box things like that. It's the keeping it changing up to where it's not the same thing all the time. It is also the, you know, I feel bad whenever I say it. It's the car wreck that people just like, they're like, I can't not look. They're nosy and they want to look at it. And it was so much fun. And our contestants were fabulous. And there was some really, really good mullets.
They were really good.
Yeah. There was some with perms and
Oh, yeah.
We even had one that was rocking it since the 80s.
Oh, they never gave it up.
Never gave it up. But you know, it was so funny. He called me the day after and he said, "You know, I never wanted to admit that it was a mullet, but my family told me that it was definitely a mullet." And but he said, "I was just always thought it was just my haircut, you know." And he said, "So yesterday it was a mullet, and today it's back to just being a haircut." I was like, "You have been in denial for a long time."
Yeah. Did he win the contest?
He won. He was the only one that was rocking it since the 80s. So he won longest. That category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she had the different age groups. So there was little to older people. So it was a wide range. Amazing. And a wide variety of, some had different colors.
The overall winner was a girl. And she had it like really short on the top and had crazy like rainbow highlights in it and everything. And then had the back was permed. It was good.
That's wow.
It was very don't even have words. Too.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even have words. That's just like so much to imagine. Like the rainbow, the perm, like everything. That's dedication.
And she recruited some hairstylists to do the judging part of it. So, like, she had the DJ going. I mean, it was, the contestants were dancing. I mean, it was a big time. And we had a ton of people come down there. I actually laughed because I'm not going to say who it was, but I was like, "Hey, are you going to come back down here for this?" And they're like, "Oh, no." And then so we did a line dance right before we actually had the contest. And I looked over and there she was. And I was like, "I thought you weren't coming back." And she's like, "Oh, no, I thought I should come back for this." So we had a lot of people standing around. She was great.
Amazing.
It was awesome. It, you know, of course, the families that come to see the people that are up there on stage, and then to everybody else that just were wanting to see what was going on. It was an awesome turnout.
We also have a couple of plays that are happening as well. So it was a community stage, and wow, they were so talented.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And that we kept talking about how good and how lucky that we are to have the Princess Theater and have all this arts that is going on in our area, because it was two plays that were up there that are showing both in July. And we had, I think one did four numbers and then one did two numbers from theirs. Dang. And it was awesome. That was the one was Cinderella and one was The Sound of Music. So
classics.
Yeah. Very good.
Super talented. Just wowed us away.
I love it. So what months do Third Fridays run so that people like kind of know when to plan around?
It runs from April to October. Nice. And we've thrown around, obviously, like from January to April. It's not, the weather's not great, but we've even talked about it, about extending it to December, you know, just kind of working it into the holiday season. So that's something that we're kind of tossing around. I don't know. Ooh. I don't know if we'll do November or not. November gets into Thanksgiving, but yeah. December is a good month, and it's usually really hot here still.
Yes. We are melting here in the South right now. Melting. We're yes. under like a heat advisory.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
So
when I opened my door to let the dog out this morning, actually that's Tess that our ice cream shop is named after.
Oh, cute.
It just hit me as soon as I cracked the door just to let her open, let her go out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if it's this hot now, what is it going to be like in a little bit? It's going to be awful.
Yeah. I don't envy you guys and the humidity. We're hot over here, but it's not that hot compared. Well, it's hot. It just doesn't have the humidity, which makes it worse.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, this year is more like walking through, you kind of almost feel like you're walking through water or something. It's very strange. I don't remember. It's always hot, but like this is a very sticky, very sticky year. So, but we'll talk about Tess's place here in just a minute and where you can cool off. But before we get there, we really didn't talk about exactly what Third Fridays is. So can we kind of talk about like exactly what happens during Third Friday? And then I'm so proud of Dee Dee and the work that she's done. And I would also like you to tell us like how many people have been in attendance like per month.
Okay. So Third Friday is a pretty much a street festival, and we do it on a monthly basis on the third Friday of every month, from April to October. And it is our merchants stay open late. Of course, our restaurants are open. We shut the street down and we have a community stage, and there may be live music there. Like Danielle said previously, that we had the two plays that came and performed, and then we did a mullet contest on our community stage. Then we also have, this last time we had 11 food trucks, and we have a kid zone, and then we have a vendor area and two mechanical bulls and line dancing in the street. And then we do have an area for our antique cars or show cars to park. And it's a lot of fun, and it's from 5:30 to 9:00, and it is averaged, this year has averaged around 5,000 per month. So our food trucks and our restaurants cannot seem to keep up. They've all been blown away, because in the past, we've done just a couple of food trucks and then, of course, the restaurants. But we actually gave them a seating area this year to where they can actually sit down and eat their food. And that's helped a lot. And it's really encouraged people to stay. And so we've seen those numbers staying the majority of the time. So it's not just coming and popping in and leaving. They're actually staying for the whole time.
That's so impressive. Lots of growth and lots of delicious food. I love that you guys do line dancing in the street. Like, that sounds so fun.
Oh my gosh.
It's a big hit.
The line dancing, I don't know if, Danielle, if you saw the pictures on social media, but there was a group of, they're young. But now if you looked at the pictures, you would not think that they were young. They were dressed like grandmas. And they had like their rollers in and had their walkers and had their nightgowns on. And I guess they had something on under there that were making them have big booties.
Oh, no. Just like bloomers on, like stuff.
Yes. And they were like stuffed with something because it was That's hilarious. Amazing. And they were down there and they had their canes and stuff, and they walked out and kind of were hobbling out into the middle of the street for the line dancing. And then the music turns on and they play everything. It's all kinds of, you know, I mean, they don't play like a certain genre of music. They play, you know, a wide variety. And they apparently threw their stuff down and started dancing. And
that is phenomenal.
It was hilarious. But these line dancers, they're typically the group that comes, they're not young. Like, there's one lady, and I know for a fact that she's at least in her mid to late 80s.
Wow.
And she's one of the main ones that dances the entire time. So
I want to be her when I grow up.
I know, right?
Me too.
And she can dance. She's got some moves. She's good.
I love that so much.
So, Dee Dee, every month you try to add some additional things, like it's one new thing per Third Friday. So, what are some of your future plans or some of your things that you're hoping to grow and do this next couple of months?
So, for October, for sure, it is going to be our fall themed, and this will be, it's actually going to be, I was laughing yesterday talking to a representative from the Decatur Morgan Hospital. And I said, this is going to kind of be a hodgepodge of stuff because they were trying to cram, you know, a lot of different stuff into one month. But of course, October is Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I always say it wrong and I never can say it the way it's supposed to be said. So the Day of the Dead, I never can say it right. But anyway, so the ACA, which is the arts college that's downtown, mm-hmm. We are partnering with them and we're going to do a big Day of the Dead plus Halloween in Third Friday. But also it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it is going to be the Power of Pink Walk. And they're going to have, I know, we're going to have pink, plus we're going to have zombies. I mean, I don't know. I told her yesterday, we were laughing about it. I said, is that okay? And she was like, yes, it's totally fine. So, but it's going to be fun. That'll be great for our community because there are, you know, there's so much. We're trying to have more diversity in our crowd that is coming and being mm-hmm. very intentional about that. So we want to attract our Hispanic cultures. And my husband is actually from Brazil, even though I said, does it count? He only lived there for 6 weeks because he was adopted. And they were like, oh, yeah, that still counts. He could definitely be be an expert on Day of the Dead. And I was like, I don't think he qualifies for that. But
well, how does he feel about it? Does he think he's an expert? He probably does.
No. He was like, I know nothing. You know, we joke because he's from Brazil and they speak Portuguese, but mm-hmm. he speaks more French than he does anything. So he was like, yeah, anyway, that's totally off subject. But so we are just looking to try to get that diverse crowd coming in. And so October is definitely going to be a fun film month. And then September, we haven't fully nailed down everything for that just yet. But sometimes it comes literally like the night after the one that we're cleaned up from. And I'll be laying there in bed and I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And my husband's like, oh my gosh, go to bed. Quit thinking about it. You have the rest of the month to think about it.
And when inspiration strikes, you got to follow.
Yes, yes. It's hard. I can't turn it off. It's, you know, I have to sleep with Dateline and murder stuff on at night.
Oh, that's so good. That I can sleep. That's very soothing.
Okay. It is.
Oh, how calming. Murder.
Yeah, very calming, you know.
Dee Dee, I'm going to get you a sound machine so you can calm it down at night time. So
it might only work if it's bullets and...
I don't know. Man, yeah. I'm telling you what. So that kind of pivots us into really probably why Tess's Place is a thing. So you already own one business downtown. And I'm sure maybe one of those nights you were like, hey, we're going to open an ice cream shop. What do you think? Okay, great. Let's make it happen.
So Tess is our French bulldog. We were actually had just opened our our Miss Muldrew's, our home decor shop that we have. And we were up there and we were working and doing some stuff. And my in-laws, my sister-in-law and her husband were there. And he said, so he was a journalist. And he said, so what's next for Miss Muldrew's? And I said, you know what? I was like, ice cream and shaved ice. This is like 2 weeks after we opened our storefront. And he was like, ha ha, that's funny. And I said, oh, that's, no, I'm not kidding. Like, of course, my husband's over there like, you know, deer caught in headlights. What are you talking about? Because he knows that if I ever have an idea, that what I do is so awful. Wives don't do this. But if I have an idea, I'll slowly, like, I'll just keep working it into conversation, you know, with him. It's like a, yes. So, you know, the, like, hey, oh yeah, see, I told you ice cream would be a good idea. Yeah. You know,
I and know then, what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And so last year, our friend, that had the bookstore where our ice cream shop is now, she was going to buy a building and everything. And she decided not to renew her lease. And I told Michael, I was like, look, I said, I think this would make a really good ice cream shop, don't you? And he was like, oh my gosh, just stop. And I said, it really would. And then he looked at it and he's like, oh my gosh, you're so right. I hate it when you're right. But really, honestly, when we joke about it, when COVID came on and everybody was panicking to go get toilet paper and paper towels and all the essentials, my family's like, oh, we got to go to our favorite ice cream shop before they close up for COVID.
That is a mood.
Yeah. And so we're like, if we're thinking about ice cream, then, you know, other people are thinking about that, because even with our home decor store, you know, people were like out buying essentials. And then we were slammed that day because people were coming by candles because that was an essential to them. And ice cream is comforting. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it's fun, plus it's comfort, and typically tied to a lot of memories as well. So, and we love our family, and that's one of the reasons why we're so family oriented, and I could just see the families making memories in our ice cream shop. So I'm weird like that, that I could sit up there, and I stood outside one day and just cried because I could see all the grandparents bringing their kids to come eat ice cream while they're there. Aww. Visiting them for the summer. And that's something that they're going to remember when they get older, and they're going to come back and visit those places because of that. So
you're going to make
it's the cutest shop too. You can definitely tell Dee Dee has a niche for home decor, because you just walk in, you're like, oh my gosh, this place is just like fabulous. And then talk about your branding though as well. It's the cutest thing ever.
Oh gosh. Okay. So like I said, Tess is our French bulldog and she's six. She actually sits in the window or the door at our home decor store. And so when we were talking about the name for the ice cream shop, people kept coming in and they were like, you know, she just needs her own place. And we're like, Tessa's place. It was just perfect. And so our logo is the French bulldog face. And then their slogan is, it's doggone awesome. Cute. So we have dog. It's a little bit of it's a combination of dogs plus Decatur history.
Yeah, everything is named too, mm-hmm, on something related to Decatur. Oh, yes. Which is so cute. Yeah.
And that's been a lot of fun because there's a lot of it's historical places, landmarks in Decatur. And we have had a lot of fun explaining the history behind, you know, either the building, or because a lot of people don't realize that those are the, you know, where those buildings are. There's a few houses that were left after the Civil War that a lot of people aren't familiar with. And so that's been neat to kind of tie the history into it. Cause I feel like that our history is something that, you know, good or bad, it's something that we have to learn from, but the history is why we're where we are today. And mm-hmm. actually, our ice cream shop is in the location of where the ice cream shop was in the 30s. So we actually have a picture of it hanging up. And that was something that we discovered before we ever even knew that we were going to go down to that location. So I was doing some historical research for the bookstore that was currently there for a project that we were doing for the Merchants Association, and went to archives, and he's like, oh yeah, it was the ice cream shop. And I'm like, well, how cool is that? You know, I was like, see, again, to my husband,
of course,
hey, how awesome would that be to go into that? into that location.
So he obviously finally said, okay, yes. Dee Dee, that's fine. I guess we'll do it.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, we're doing it. Okay.
It is a family affair. So at Third Friday, you'll see her boys working and they're running errands for her. So they're troopers as well.
Yes, they are.
I am curious. Sorry. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say, since you already have so many ideas, what's your next idea for a place or a shop?
I already have that. Before we ever even opened, I told my husband and he was like, stop. No. He was like, you can't do that. Don't even. He was like, it's not funny anymore. I was like, it is funny. And I was like, and you know, I'm so right. I've been right twice. And he was like, oh my gosh. So I can't say though.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I already have it. Make sure that you had something. Cause I couldn't believe that you wouldn't have something up your sleeve already.
Oh yeah. My father-in-law was joking. Cause he was like, well, what's the next idea? And said the same thing. And I'm like, oh, I already have that. And he was like, of course you do. Now, I might have to find a different husband to do that one with. He may divorce me before then.
Oh, no. Nah, you're too interesting, Dee Dee. I think you keep life fun.
Yeah, you know, I tell him all the time, I'm like, you just never know what you're going to come home to. Like, I mean, you may have a new business by the afternoon. So, you know, it's all about fun and living life. And he's like, oh my gosh, I just go to work and clock in. And you do whatever you need to do.
He's like, the stability in my life is going to work every day because I don't know what I'm coming home to.
Yes, he probably would totally say that.
You know what? I think you sound like you'd be a lot of fun to be around all the time. So he should appreciate you.
He does. And I have to give him lots of credit because a lot of Miss Muldrew's and Third Fridays and Tessa's Place is a lot of it's him. It's definitely a team effort. And actually, we were sitting there last night talking about an event that we were wanting to do. And he's usually the one that comes up with the names of the events. He's very creative like that. So that was... He came up with a good one last night. So I was like, oh my goodness, that's what I keep you around for, is for
to name all of your crazy activities.
To name all of my activities. I usually just say, okay, I'm thinking this, this, and this. Give me a name for it. And he's like, oh my gosh, okay. And then he'll come back to me in a little bit and he's like, okay, I got you a name. So yeah, he Amazing. Definitely is a big part of all of this.
I love it. Some phenomenal teamwork happening. Well, I know that we could talk to you probably all day and just keep learning so much more, but unfortunately, we're running out of time. So just want to say thank you so much for being with us today, Dee Dee. And is there a place that people can find more information about Third Fridays and about Tessa's Place?
Of course. So Third Fridays, we have a Third Friday Downtown page on Facebook, and then we also have a Instagram page, and that has all of, you know, the upcoming events, has, you know, different things that's going to happen throughout the month. We also update with the downtown happenings on that page as well. And then Tess's Place has a Facebook and an Instagram page also.
Perfect. Do you want to give those handles just so people know where to find you?
Oh, yeah. So Third Friday is at Third Friday Downtown. And then Tess's Place is at Tess's Place Decatur.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Before we totally wrap up, Danielle, do you have anything that you want to share that's coming up or any exciting news?
Sure. So, of course, we want everybody to come out to Third Friday. And then we also have a wonderful farmers market. And I will say with Miss Didi as well, she is a team player. So she's always supporting while she's in charge of the Decatur Downtown Merchants Association as well, among all of her other activities that she's in charge of. But keeping everybody connected and promoting what we've got going on in downtown, because there is so much going on and new businesses opening a lot lately. So it's fantastic. But I will also say we are renovating our website. So we're going to be rolling that out really in that August timeframe. So you'll see some new stuff on our site. We'll be adding a Bad and Bougie Bourbon Club, which will be also rolling out in the August timeframe. And we're really excited to get that started. Among our other trails, the Mocha Treat Trail, we've talked about on previous episodes.
Natasha loves that one.
I know. It's one of my favorites as well. And then you can also find on our calendar of events all of the upcoming events. We try to keep on top of that at DecaturCVB.org. And then you can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And I will also say we have a new visitor center, so we'll have a new facility for people to come to. So we'll be renovating that as well.
Lots of good stuff coming up.
Oh, yep. So excited. So eventually we'll have a museum, but I don't think that will be done by August. But our plan is for next year to have hopefully that rocking and rolling.
So definitely lots to look forward to and to just stay tuned, because I'm sure we'll get more updates on that as it gets closer to time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, and we will talk to you all next time. Thanks for listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Natasha Lai and Danielle Gibson, produced by Relic.